You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 11th of January 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, all sorts of things have been going on over the weekend. There are a lot of rumours that President Trump may have signed the Insurrection Act, or maybe looking at the Insurrection Act. So many rumours that they're actually talking about this Insurrection Act in the mainstream press. And if you actually look at the definition of the word itself, insurrection, an insurrection is an act or instance of revolting against civil authority or an established government. And if you think back to last week, we had Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi claiming that the peaceful protesters at the Capitol were revolting against the government. They claimed that this was an insurrection. They were not revolting against the established government. They were protesting for the established government. Joe Biden's government, if he manages to get in there, is not the government. The established government is Donald Trump's administration. So they have already usurped the authority from the president. And this insurrection has been going on since Donald Trump first came into office. He was voted into office with a mandate to put up a wall, stop all Muslim immigration. What else was he put in there for? And to bring back jobs from China. And they stood against him all the way through. They have put obstacles in his way, in his path, whether it's been through lawfare, whether it's been through refusing to allow the people that he wants to be put in the positions that he wants them to be in. All the way through the last 4 years, they have been rebelling against the lawfully elected president's decrees and what he wants to do. And don't forget, the president had the mandate of the people to implement his election promises. They've impeached him. They've tried to impeach him on a fraudulent impeachment charges when he is looking into corruption with Joe Biden and Burisma Holdings, where Joe Biden said to President Poroshenko of the Ukraine that he would find him a $5 billion loan if he would fire the chief prosecutor that was investigating Burisma Holdings, which Hunter Biden was an associate director of. As soon as the prosecutor was removed from that case and the case was dropped, the $5 billion was given to President Poroshenko, and Biden boasted about this. That is open corruption. And as soon as Donald Trump says, have you investigated that? Are you investigating that? That becomes the news story? That's what needs to be investigated? There's been insurrection that's been going on for the last 4 years, and it has culminated in the president being silenced from social media. And I think part of this is down to the fact that all you have to do is look at Joe Biden's followers on Twitter to see that he has 22 million followers. President Trump has 88 million followers. So just looking at that alone tells you that this election was fraudulent and that Donald Trump has four times as much support as Joe Biden does. this insurrection has been going on for 4 years. This, I think, is the only option that is open to President Trump. Will he have the courage to enact this act? He has to. He has to. He has open rebellion against him. He acting in collusion there, acting in conspiracy to defraud the American public of their democratic will. You have big tech, you have the mainstream media, and you have the Democratic Party. All three of them working together for their donors. And you have members of the Republican Party as well that are working against the president, against the will of the people. Now, last week they were insulting the people that went to the Capitol, claiming they were terrorists, claiming they were white supremacists. They represent half the population of America. So are they declaring that half the population of America are now domestic terrorists? Don't forget, it's not President Trump that is calling half the population of America domestic terrorists. It's the usurpers. It's the people that aren't in power, who are acting as if they are in power, who are claiming that the actual established government is not the established government. They're claiming that they are the government. Thanks to this fraudulent election, which it was pointed out in the summer was going to be a fraudulent election once they introduced postal votes, known throughout the world for being the most open to election fraud and banned in most places because of that. Well, let's have a look at the Insurrection Act itself. The Insurrection Act gives the president the power to deploy the military and federal forces across the United States. It was originally passed in 1807 by Congress. They created the act to allow the president to use U.S. armed troops and federalized National Guard troops inside its own borders. However, it can only be used to suppress revolutions against the government and prevent civil disorder. And I think you've got a case for both of those here. There's a revolution against the established government and all this fraud in the election. They are openly claiming that Joe Biden is now the government and not President Trump. And we had all that civil disorder that took place in the summer. And we've now got this civil disorder that took place at the Capitol. You had Black Lives Matter rioting, looting, murdering, so many murders carried out that you just cannot actually count them all. $5 billion worth of damage done, according to the insurance. Not one person has been charged with looting or rioting because William Barr refused to have them charged, so that the police were arresting them and then just letting them go, calling them peaceful protesters. And then you have the people that were actually protesting on behalf of the established government are then portrayed as terrorists in the mainstream media, and there is a witch hunt for them. They didn't kill anyone. It was the police that killed the unarmed protester. It was the police that killed Ashley Babbitt, who was a Air Force veteran. The other people that died there from medical emergencies, not a deliberate killing like we had in the summer with Black Lives Matter. I mean, we have civil disobedience and we have a revolution that is going on there that needs to be put down, a rebellion that has been going on for 4 years that is now culminated in the theft of the election. The Insurrection Act has never been imposed in the United States on a nationwide basis. It is an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act. It gives the US president a specific excuse to use martial law, but only to restore order and prevent a rebellion against the government. Other extreme circumstances for the Insurrection Act to cancel out the Posse Comitatus Act is to suppress civil disorder and insurrection. So the Insurrection Act is different to martial law. It is an exception in the rules that allows the president to deploy troops for domestic reasons. And it's such a serious situation, this, because you've got the Democratic Party, which is involved in this, but not just the Democratic Party. You've got arms of government. You've got the FBI that are quite clearly working on the side of the insurrectionists. They haven't investigated Hunter Biden. They've covered up all these crimes. They covered up for Hillary Clinton, and they've been working against President Trump for the last 4 years. To clean this up, it would require masses of manpower. It would require the military. That is the only solution that there is to this in order to prevent civil war, basically. We know that right through the summer, the arms sales have gone through the roof. I was looking at a video yesterday that just showed this massive queue to buy ammunition and weapons. You cannot put a fake president in there that everybody knows is there because of fraud and expect to be able to govern. The only way they'll be able to govern is through absolute brute force. This really needs to be prevented. And you can tell that it's a fraudulent government, because to solve this problem, all they would have had to have done is said, well, if there's a question about whether the votes were legitimate, let's have an investigation into it. Not one of them has suggested that there is an investigation into these allegations. They have all claimed the allegations are baseless without an investigation into them. Every one of Trump's lawsuits have been thrown out of court. And that shows you that the courts themselves are corrupted. So we could see the fraud as it was happening. We could see the numbers going down from Donald Trump's vote count and going up on Biden's vote count. We could see the statistically impossible graph where it shot up vertically. All of a sudden, all votes for Biden, an absolute impossibility, can only have happened because of the vote counting software. So when this is pointed out and it is requested to go and actually have a look at these votes, they've all been put through the shredder. They're rushing away to try and put them through the shredder. So they stopped putting them through the shredder. They started investigating them, and the FBI turned up at the weekend, stopped everybody from looking through them and trying to piece them together, and started putting them all back through the shredder again. So you've got the FBI that are on the side of the insurrectionists as well. And now you've got this ban. You've got President Trump, who has been prevented from speaking to his followers. Basically, they have disenfranchised 88 million people from listening to their president. It's the equivalent of cutting his telephone lines so that he can't speak to anybody on the telephone. This idea that Twitter or Facebook, that they're private companies, so that they can just decide what people can or cannot say, is like saying that the telephone companies can decide what you can or cannot say. And it's partly because of this that we're in the situation that we are in now. Because since Twitter has become an echo chamber, since YouTube has become an echo chamber, the people on the left don't know what our points are. They don't know the evidence that has been put forward for this corrupt, fake election. They don't know about the evidence. They don't realise the numbers. I mean, it's obvious that there are massive numbers, because Donald Trump got, 5 million more voters than he got last time? And last time it was half of America. And yet the mainstream media and the Democratic Party, they will pretend that it's just a small number of people. And when you separate people into echo chambers like that, it's very easy on both sides to start believing things that are weighted towards your own side. You don't have a balanced view because you're no longer exposed to a balanced view. This is why free speech is so essential to democracies. You have to be able to hear what everybody says so that you can decide who it is that's being truthful, who it is that's being accurate. And if you remove one side, that's basically admitting that you're not able to counter the points that the other side is putting. So by removing Trump like this, what they're saying is we cannot answer your allegations of election fraud. This is why Biden has not said we should have an investigation. If you were having a competition with somebody and they alleged cheating when you won, you would want that to be investigated, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want people to think, well, you won by cheating. You would want there to be a full and proper investigation to show that you had won fair and square without cheating. And we don't see any demands for that on the side of the Democrats. We just see them pretending that these allegations are baseless. On top of Twitter banning President Trump, we now see Amazon dropping the Parler social media network from its servers. So Parler's going to be down for a week now. Who are these people to think that they can dictate what people can and cannot say? I don't know how many millions of people there are that use Parler that have now been silenced by the extreme left. We're living in a dystopia, and we are in the middle of an insurrection. The only way this can be fixed is through Trump and his Insurrection Act. If you look at Biden, what is Biden saying? He says, our priority will be Black, Latino, Asian, and Native American-owned small businesses, women-owned businesses, and finally having equal access to resources needed to reopen and rebuild. So he's basically saying, if you're white and you own a small business, you're not going to get any help from a Biden government. And you think a country that is majority white, they would have voted for that in a majority. They're going to vote against their own interests. It couldn't be more obvious that this election has just been a massive, massive fraud. And in just 3 years, we've gone from Andrew Anglin being banned from the internet to Donald Trump, the president, being banned from the internet. Just how much power do these social media companies, this big tech, these internet media moguls, just how much power do they have? They need to be reined in, along with the mainstream media. I was saying from last summer about the inordinate amount of power that the mainstream media have, that they can dictate to the British government that the British government needs to remove Dominic Cummings from being an advisor. They refused to ask any other questions for about a week. Whenever they had any politician on, they were just berating them about Dominic Cummings. He didn't go in the summer, but he was dropped when it came to the winter. The fact that the mainstream media can do this, they can pressure people in politics and in the government to changing their policies, hiring and firing people that the mainstream media demand. This is all subverting our democracy. And the people that are doing the subverting, they are the experts at projecting. Just look at the projection that was going on last week, claiming that people that are protesting because they want to see an investigation into voter fraud, claiming that they are the ones that are subverting democracy. You don't get more subversive than a fraudulent election with fraudulent votes. There's been another report into these fraudulent votes over the weekend, and this report comes from the Gateway Pundit. A new report by investigative journalist D. Roy Murdoch shows that per an inventory of known vote and election fraud issues in the 2020 election, President Trump won the election. D. Roy Murdoch is a political commentator and a contributing editor at National Review Online. He has provided a comprehensive inventory of election and voter fraud issues in the 6 swing states in the 2020 election at TrumpTrainNews.com. We are told D. Roy had been working on this report for weeks, and they provide a chart so you can look at the chart and you can see the numbers. In every state, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, there are more fraudulent ballots identified than there are votes Biden reportedly led Trump by. As the chart details, once a variety of categories of allegedly improper or illegal votes have been subtracted from Biden's margins of victories, his wins become losses in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. If those states shift into President Donald J. Trump's column, he comfortably would win 4 more years in the White House. This is why they don't want to investigate this, because they know they cheated. Some of the more worrisome data include these allegations. 19,997 ballots in Arizona cast by those under the age of 18. In Georgia, 20,312 out-of-state voters seemingly voted in-state. In Michigan, 27,825 ballots apparently were requested by voters who made no such request. I mean, you can't argue against this evidence. These are voters who appear to have voted twice and never requested for an absentee ballot. Nevada saw 42,284 suspected in-state double voters. Absentee ballots officially recorded as returned on or before the day they were mailed out totaled 58,221 in Pennsylvania. I mean, they have to be fraudulent. How do you return a vote before the day the vote was actually mailed out? In Wisconsin, 96,437 able-bodied voters evidently skirted the ID law by claiming to be indefinitely confined. Beyond this chart, senators and House members of both parties should be chilled to their marrow by a December 22nd letter signed by 19 members of Pennsylvania's State Senate. In that document, and a December 28th news release by 17 of these legislators, they calculate that 202,377 more ballots were cast than there were voters who voted. This is called stuffing the ballot box and is the most basic and profound species of voter fraud. 202,000 more votes than there were actually people. We shared with DRoy that an additional 460,000 ballots in Georgia, and no doubt many more in many states, some which might overlap with some of his numbers, have also been identified as illegitimate. I mean, this is masses of fraud. You've got over a million votes there that have been identified as fraudulent. Everyone knows the results of the 2020 election are invalid, even the corrupt politicians who ignored the fraud. We need all the ballots in every state ran through a forensic audit to identify any and all fraudulent ballots to determine the winner of the 2020 presidential election based on legitimate votes. And that is all anybody is asking for. If you watch the mainstream media, you will think that supporters of President Trump are trying to carry out a coup. They're trying to force Congress to make him the president again. They won't tell you that all people are asking for is a forensic audit, a proper audit. I was talking about this over the weekend with someone, and they were saying, well, haven't they done this? Haven't they done an audit? No, what they did, they did exactly the same thing again that they did on the night of the election. They didn't actually check the signatures to match the signatures up with the votes. This is the point. In a lot of these places, they said, don't bother to check that the signatures match. They didn't do a proper forensic audit. And when they went to try and do a forensic audit in Georgia, they tried to prevent them from doing that. They tried to prevent them through the courts. And then when the court said, okay, you have to do this, they then started rushing to try and shred them all, so that they couldn't be counted. And then over at the weekend, like I mentioned earlier, the FBI in Georgia stopped the forensic analysis of the shredded ballots, took the ballots away from the forensic team and brought them back to the shredder. So they're stealing the evidence. It is absolutely scandalous what is going on over there. The only thing that can fix this is the Insurrection Act. And I know people are saying there's all these exaggerations, there's all these QAnon conspiracy theories. But this would be a legitimate way to sort this. And it has to be sorted, otherwise America is gone. America is lost. You have a usurper in there who doesn't even have a quarter of the support that Donald Trump has, that the president has. The deep state is no longer trying to hide itself. It's just forced itself in there. This unholy conspiracy between the giants, basically, the giants of the mainstream media, the giants of politics, the giants of banking. It's like the days before the flood when the giants caused chaos upon the earth. Only now they are corporate giants. And the little man is trying to fight back. And whatever you think of Donald Trump, he is the only guy that stands between the giants and us being squashed. People will point out that Trump did lots for Israel and he didn't come through on his campaign promises. The reason why he didn't come through on his campaign promises is because he was prevented from doing so. There has been this insurrection against him for the last 4 years. Even the people that he has managed to get appointed have had to go through the Senate first. And because of that, the Senate just reject anybody that is going to be any good. The whole system needs reworking to ensure that this cannot happen. And the only way that that can be done is to invoke this Insurrection Act, arrest the people involved in the conspiracy, and properly clean out the swamp. And you could do that now, because you could identify anybody that went along with Joe Biden and went along with the fraud. They are obviously part of the swamp. You could properly clean up with what has happened. And I know it's a long shot. And of course, it's obviously what the QAnon lot are hoping for and thinking is going to happen. But it is a fact. They are all now identified. Everyone that is a part of this, everyone that is a part of the swamp is identified as being the supporters of the Biden fraud. And it is unfortunate. You would think that there might at least be some people that weren't corrupt in the Democratic Party. There were some Democratic observers during the count of the election that spoke up and said, this is wrong. You can't just prevent the Republican observers from observing while you count the votes. But there doesn't seem to be anybody in the actual Democratic Party that has pointed out that all that needs to be done to solve this problem is to just do a proper audit. I'm amazed that Biden hasn't said that, because it does just condemn them all as being frauds, and knowing that this is a fraud that's going on. It would be so simple to do. And instead of admitting that, they pretend that the people that are protesting are domestic terrorists, and that there's no number to them, that they're not very many people. If you look at the mainstream media's coverage of what happened on Wednesday, they will only show you very close up to the Capitol. Whereas we know from interviewing Jason Kerner, No White Guilt, on the Wednesday, he told us that there were at least 1 million people there. Ashley Babbitt, who was recording a live stream before she was murdered in cold blood. I say murder, what else do you think is going to happen when you shoot somebody in the neck? Whoever did that knew that she was going to die. Before that happened, she was recording a live stream. She said it was about 3 million people. And she was an ex-Air Force veteran. So you can safely say there was at least 1 million people there. And yet the mainstream media will tell you that, oh, there was a few thousand. There is massive numbers here. The majority of the people in America support President Trump. And we have these usurpers that are using the mainstream media and using the arms of the state to carry out the final pieces of their insurrection that started on Trump's Inauguration Day 4 years ago, when the Antifa were burning up Washington, D.C., and none of them got a prison sentence for it. None of them. They were all let off. God help America if Trump doesn't invoke that Insurrection Act. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.